Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Zanaya. How may I help you?
Good morning, Zanaya. I'm sorry to call you so early, but I just had my coffee. I hope you had yours.
Indeed. How may I help you today?
I've been looking at this offer for these 118 scale cars that you put together.
Yes, so the diecast.
Yes. Now, if I sign up, each month you send a different car at the same 1/8 scale?
Yes, sir. It starts off, you get the two introductory pieces and a free gift, and then after that, each month you receive four pieces to build your diecast model, plus some of the shipments come with free gifts.
Okay, but do I have to get all the kits? Can I just buy one?
You do not have to buy all the kits. It's up to you if you would like to. It's just in order to build it completely, you would have to get all the kits.
Okay, but they're all 1/18 scale, right?
1/8.
1/8.
Yes, sir.
Not 1/18.
No, not 1/18, 1/8.
So they're miniature.
I wouldn't think they are a miniature.
Well,
'Cause they're.
they're 1/8, so they're big. What the size is, like 22 point something inches on the Eleanor book, Gone in 60 Minutes car?
Yes, they're a pretty standard size. I wouldn't say they're small.
So they see, I but the way what I'm trying to explain, the way the commercial looks, it looks like these are big. You see, the size of, okay, so I think we're getting confused. If they're 1/8, okay, that means they're big, because the smaller the number underneath the one means they're big.
Yes.
Okay, so they are like 20 something inches.
Yes, roughly.
Yeah, roughly around 20 something inches. Now, what I noticed on the James Bond one, it came with a smaller car too.
The James Bond. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, look it up for me. I'm not on your site, so I memorized it, believe me. And I'm an old model builder from way back. And we used to do a different brand, but that company went out of business years ago.
Now, with the James Bond, you do get the 143 scale as well.
Yes, so you do get an extra car that is smaller.
Yes, the 143.
Okay, the 143. See, that's what was confusing. So, all the other ones and the four models are of the James Bond DB5, right? Then it's the Eleanor, the future car, Back to the Future, and the Ghostbuster Cadillac, correct?
Yes, we have. Actually, those are the main ones at the moment, but we do have a few new ones. We have the Back to the Future DeLorean, the Ghostbuster, the Eleanor Mustang. We also have the Nissan GT-R, as well
Yes.
as our Star Trek Starships collection, as well as Enterprise 1701D. We also, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm an old guy. I'm in a nursing home. All right. I retired early in my life because I was a T7 paraplegic from a car accident as a young man. So I had to retire at 35 and move to a mountain and live like Grizzly Adam and find some peace and harmony. And because I was having a bleeding ulcer and other issues, moved up to the Blue Ridge Mountains. I live in Transylvania County, which is on the land of the waterfalls. If you ever get a chance, I don't know where you're located, look up Transylvania County, land of the waterfalls, Brevard, Pisgah Forest, and come for a visit. It's such a beautiful place. And the mountain I lived on has a lookout point now that they made. It's called Sassafras Mountain. And if you ever get a chance and you're married, you have kids, it's a wonderful place to visit. My friends run the horse stable. I used to work for the Forest Service and the wildlife as a volunteer. So it's a wonderful vacation. You could drive the Blue Ridge Parkway down here if you live up north or wherever you're from. You can get on the highways and take the highways in. Do not get on any of the back roads, because the back roads would be like roller coaster rides.
Okay.
And there's no guardrails. So if you accidentally fall off the mountain, you're like gone.
Oh, I'm kidding.
You'll get a kick out of this, right? Since you got some time and I got some time. There's a place up here that is called the Devil's Forktail. Okay, all the guys take their cars up there, the supercars they have, their muscle cars, even the guys with motorcycles. And it lies, the road cuts through two counties. And they all meet up there, and the police are waiting for them, the ambulances are waiting for them. And they all run this course up there. And it becomes an annual event. And they take their cars, and they let them, you know, play with their cars. Some of them get a little too fast with them, and they crash. And right away, they clean up the crash, stop the race. Then the race continues, and guys have been killed. And if you look up on the internet, just type in North Carolina, Western North Carolina, Tale of the Dragon. And on YouTube, and you'll see the course and see the video. You will be just amazed. And if your husband's a car guy and you are a car lady, you will just flip out and want to go visit this place.
No, he is a car guy. Me, not so much. I can really only tell you if it's a truck or a car.
Yes, I had an El Camino, one of my favorites was my El Camino. I totaled out a 68 Lincoln Continental Coupe that saved my life on the same road that crippled me that I wasn't driving it.
Oh.
And the vehicles were recalled from the VA, and I never got the recall. So I was passing a Mustang just leaving a job interview, and the controls stuck underneath the steering wheel. So I'm trying to rip them out. The poor guy in the Mustang's trying to keep up with me. My car is now buried in the speedometer. And there's the college entrance to our community college on that road. And it was a red light. So I said, the hell with it. I'm putting it in the ditch and kill myself because I don't want to hurt anybody. So I put it in the ditch. It came out of the ditch, took out some more signs. I spun it around into the other ditch. It took out more signs, ran across its side. I wanted to land on its back and stop. And then it came to a complete flat, right? And the guy in the Mustang and the other man pulled me out. And only thing I had, a little sore shoulder, because the Lincoln Continentals back then were built solid. They welded them right to the frame. All right. Solid body construction. President Kennedy personal car was a Lincoln. His limousine that he shot in was a Lincoln. So I always admired my brother-in-law's car. So now that I had learned to drive in New York City on a big Dodge Polara when I was in rehab, and I wanted to get a muscle car, save up for. And he said, no, I'll give you mine. It's safe. It's big. You know, it'll save you a little money on motel rooms. Just get the girl home early so you don't get in trouble. Because I had a garage apartment that they made for me. And I said, no problem. But I'm definitely going to sign up. Can I just do it over the internet?
Yes, sir. You can just click on the diecast model that you would like to choose, and it'll go ahead and just get your mailing and billing information and start you off from there.
Yeah, and it sounds like a wonderful deal. It really does. Because I can't paint here, okay? I modeled everything. I learned as a kid. My brother taught me. And we could only afford back then the 172s because they were relatively, you know, not that much money. But now because modeling is such a dying thing, kids don't want to play these video games. And nobody knows how to work with their hands no more. And like you said, your husband's a car guy and a truck guy. I'm the same way. I grew up, I was in high school. My friends were playing their muscle cars, and I was studying jet engines at the airport.
Oh, wow.
Airplanes. So I washed out my airplane license because my boys, on my landing approach, I missed the fence by 3 feet. I bounced twice. Me and the pilot, when we stopped the plane, were both sweating and shaking. So he taxied it over. And right away, we went over to the machine. And I had to take the test again. And it didn't line up right. He says, your eyes are shot. You'll wash out. And it broke my heart. So knowing the guys that I knew, and my instructors, they said, you know, a lot of times we only use X amount for our students. And it only takes a little bit of fuel to top it off. Come down. Throw us a few dollars. Our planes need to be used. You know, we can't just leave them sitting there. So we'll give you the schedule of days that we are open and the planes are sitting around. Our pilots are wasting their time. And I'm paying them. So you might as well come down for a few bucks for top of the book and you take them off and teach them some fun stuff. Now remember, it's not a seaplane because I got in trouble. Because I was county liaison officer, ombudsman. So I was spying on everybody using their planes because their plane was seen by everybody and everybody knew it was their training plane. So I always had my naval binoculars with me and I would let him fly and I would look at certain places and tell him where to fly. And he goes, now, who do you really work for? Boss. Is ex-military. The other guys are ex-military. I'm new here. And I see you're already out there checking the plane over. And they just said that when he says turn around, regardless of whatever the weather looks like, turn around. Because he can, with his phantom feelings, he tingles up. And when he tingles up to a certain point, land, come back here, call in. And then once he calls in to the town, everybody else starts calling in and landing because the thunderstorms will pop up. And we got to it one time in one, and we vected out of it, but it is the scariest thing, having your plane buffeted and lightning. But anyway, thank you very much for a wonderful conversation, and I'm signing up because of you. And you tell your boss that you needed extra more pay because you just signed up more people. And I will go on the next with my friends who also like building these cars because it's easier for them, and their wives and them are car guys, so they enjoy it too. So thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
No problem. I thank you so very much.
Stay safe and God bless you, okay?
You too, and I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You stay safe.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, Dave.
Bye-bye.